Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And traffic and everything you need here. And if you'd like to report in, feel free. What's going on by you? 312-981-7200. We'll be taking calls this morning and sharing the misery. 312-981-7200. I must say, I feel disoriented having started the show from the car.
We do too.
Yeah, it's very weird. And you know, everybody keeps saying allow extra time. I allowed myself an hour and a half this morning and barely made it.
Yeah, well, me too. Yeah. I wasn't counting on being stuck about 100 feet outside my garage. Exactly. Like I said to Glenn, yeah, allow extra time, like 2 days. Minimum.
Wait till June to go out.
that would be the best advice. When are the plows going to really get at it?
I think they're going to be able to start getting into the groove here within the next hour. We're seeing the snow end, and the lake effect snow is moving, shifting toward northwest Indiana. So at least in some of our northwest, southwest suburbs, the plows are going to have the upper hand now.
546. Do me a favor, will you? Right now, Steve, you're going to do a weather update, and Vicky's going to do a traffic report. Although if she does all the traffic messes, she'll have a 3-hour report, but she'll do what she can. And Dave's got a sports headline.
I'll take over the whole show.
Yeah, be my guest. You guys, take your time, because I need to get my coat off and get some tea do a couple of other things, but then I'll be back. So take it away.
Well, we'll start with the weather. And as I mentioned, the radar is showing that this band of lake effect snow that has just been hammering downtown Chicago and Evanston and even some of our near suburbs like Oak Park is finally shifting to the east and toward northwest Indiana. It has been dumping a lot of snow overnight, and the roads are really, really bad this morning. Vicky's going to have all the traffic for you coming up, but I'll tell you that the winter storm warnings and weather advisories are in place from between 9 a.m. until noon today, and even 3 o'clock for northwest Indiana, with as much as 3 to 6 inches of more snow likely in some of these locations. That's on top of some of the big totals that we saw overnight that haven't been updated yet this morning. We're at almost a foot last night in Oak Park and in Evanston before more snow fell in the overnight hours. So we expect those totals to really be high this morning when they come in. 17 for a high today, -1 tonight, and then 20 tomorrow. It's going to be mostly cloudy, but there is a slight chance for some afternoon snow. Right now it's 10 at O'Hare in Midway. It's 10 and mostly cloudy. The snow has stopped in Joliet. It's 9 in Waukegan. In Kankakee, the snow has stopped. It's 6 there.
Any questions about the strength of the Big Ten as we tick towards Selection Sunday next month? 3 of the top 5 in this week's top 25 are from the Big Ten. Michigan 3rd, Ohio State 4th, and Illinois 5th behind numbers 1 and 2, Gonzaga and Baylor. Illinois has won 5 in a row and hosts Northwestern tonight here on WGN at 7:45.
In addition to low visibility and horrible roads out there, a lot of them not being plowed, especially side streets, we have commuting issues also on the Metra and the CTA. Metra Rock Island train number 402, that's scheduled to arrive into LaSalle Street Station at 6:25. That's delayed due to freight train interference. Just expect that to be an issue throughout the morning and throughout the day. So check your Metra line. In addition to that, CTA Orange Line service is temporarily suspended between Pulaski and Midway due to switching problems. We have the Purple Line, the train line, also temporarily suspended due to switching problems at Howard. They do have shuttle buses on all the lines to accommodate passengers. We also have the same issue on the Red Line and Yellow Line as well. So as you head out this morning, as Steve mentioned, Bob mentioned, give yourself ample extra time to get to where you need to be and drive slow and carefully. I'm Vicky Kukuzian, WGN Traffic Central.
From the Emergency Closing Center today, we have lots of school closing. Some schools have gone back to e-learning today, but there are a number of schools that are closed today, including Naperville, or rather Glen Oaks, Pleasant Ridge campus, in Glendale Heights. In Libertyville, schools closed there today. In Pawpaw, the District 271 is closed. In Burr Ridge, Gower Middle School is closed. The list goes on, and you can find it on our website this morning, along with all of the other weather information at WGNradio.com. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, futures are up this morning. Dow futures up 200 points as the market gets back to work. And that's business.
Anna DeVlantis.
The controversial topic of dibs came up today in a news conference with the mayor, claiming your parking space with your ironing board or the furniture.
Yeah, the more creative, the better.
Or the heavier. Sometimes you see like an old piano and you're like, how did they get that out there?
Weekdays 1 to 4. WGN.
Rick Edelman, award-winning radio host and founder of Edelman Financial Engines, takes questions on his radio show. Let's hear his answer on long-term care.
Hi, Rick. I'm worried about the cost of long-term care. Should I get insurance?
You're smart to ask, because one in two Americans over 65 will need long-term care. But do you need the insurance? It depends on your financial situation. If you're rich, you don't need insurance because you can afford the costs. If you're poor, Medicaid will pay for your care. But if you're in the middle class, the cost of care could push you and your spouse into poverty. Before you buy insurance, consider your complete finances, including your savings and investments. Get independent advice from someone who will give you the guidance you need and that's in your best interest.
That's Rick Edelman, founder of Edelman Financial Engines. If you're looking for a trusted partner, talk to one of our financial planners by calling 888-PLAN-RICK or visit rickedelman.com.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower that you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet! I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. It's time to get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 27 years, serving over 50,000 customers. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure. And no more rusty colored water or pipe leaks. Call us today for your free in-home estimate customized for your home. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. 800-216-0195. 800-216-0195. That's 800-216-0195.
Paint? No. Paramount isn't just paint. It's the number one paint in overall interior hide and stain resistance, providing the most advanced protection in just one coat. And now you can get that same outstanding protection with our new Paramount One Coat White. This first-of-its-kind, one-coat-ready mix white provides a beautiful white finish. You'll find Paramount Paint exclusively at Menards. In third-party tests, interior paint claims versus super premium home center brands in eggshell sheen.
5:52 right now, before we get back to what's happening at the moment. Dave, yesterday on my trip home, I heard about the accident at Irving Park heading north, because I listened to WGN, and I got off the expressway because it wasn't moving, and so I kind of worked my way up through some streets to get to pick up the expressway again north of Irving Park. And when I got back on the expressway north of Irving, I think I got back on a 2E going north, I realized I made a mistake. I should have stayed on Western Avenue or Lincoln or Ashland or some other street, because the expressway was even worse at that hour, which was about, you know, 11 in the morning yesterday. Is that what you found?
Well, I think I stayed on the expressway. I didn't see the accident, and I don't know that it hadn't been cleared by that point. It was just there was so much snow on the expressway that one was crawling along at 6 miles an hour, what my speedometer said, and going up towards Foster Avenue on the Edens, where it sort of slopes uphill a little bit, there were some semis that were really having trouble getting any traction to go up that hill, so everything was slowing down. And then I think, in general, people felt unsteady on the road, so everybody slowed down with good reason because you were sliding around a little bit. So it just it just seemed endless.
Yeah, until, and that's what's happening right now.
Yeah,
finally the plows were there.
Yeah, and the other big problem this morning, and I saw this coming in on Lakeshore Drive this morning, is just the blowing part of this and the drifting part of it. It looked like a plow had gone down, the plows had gone down Lakeshore Drive, but they had the snow had just blown right back over it from other places, and it was the visibility was down. And if I hadn't been in back of a bigger truck, I don't think I would have made it in.
Yeah, the surprise for you this morning is the main roads, the expressways. Don't count on them being very clear. They're all treacherous. Usually where I get on the expressway, it's a main street, and the main street leading to that ramp had snowdrifts all over the place, and I had to kind of navigate my way through one narrow space of tire tracks so I wouldn't get stuck again this morning. So, and I mean, forget the side streets altogether. We know those quiet residential streets are messed up for weeks now. But as I said earlier, I mean, I made a right turn off Ohio Street to Michigan Avenue, and that was far from clear. You got to be careful everywhere.
Yeah, I followed a Target semi home yesterday.
Yeah, you know,
with the dog with the
on the back. The Target, yeah. The bullseye.
Yeah, it was easy.
Yeah, one of the main streets that I come in on is I take my alley to Wilson Avenue up on the north side, and the alley was just my car was actually plowing the snow. It was that deep in the alley as I moved through it, and then Wilson Avenue hadn't been plowed at all, and so as soon as I got to the alley, I thought, well, I'm going to be fine getting out onto Wilson, and nope. It hadn't been plowed at all. So even some major side streets haven't been taken care of yet.
Denny's on the phone. You're going to rub it in, aren't you, Denny? Good morning.
No, you know what? I grew up in Lake Geneva. I lived in Kenosha. My in-laws are in Arlington Heights. And I came down here because last winter was the best winter of my life. And I said, I know it's not going to happen again. And you know what? Today proved it didn't happen again. So,
where are you at the moment?
Right now, I'm just entering Siesta Key, Florida, just south of Tampa.
Oh, I hate you.
Oh, you know what? I have to say one thing, though. I came down to Florida in the summertime when it was the rainy season. I saw more cars on the side of the road or disabled or more car accidents than I did living in the Midwest my whole life, putting up with the snow that you guys are putting up with today.
You know
so,
what?
Yeah, that's kudos to the Illinois-Wisconsin drivers.
No kidding. In L.A., too, it rains. People don't know what to do. Thanks for the call, Denny. 3 minutes before 6, and we'll update everything for you on the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, including the traffic here and the weather situation. First, Steve has the market outlook for today.
It's sponsored by Associated Bank. This is an abbreviated week of economic reports because of the President's Day holiday. Retail sales for January, the National Association of Home Builders Housing Market Index, and minutes of the Federal Open Market Committee will be out on Tuesday. After a quiet day today, Thursday will bring the weekly report on first-time claims for unemployment benefits as well as January housing starts. Existing home sales for January will be out on Friday. Today we'll get the New York State manufacturing data and earnings today from BHP, CVS Health, and Denny's, just a few things that could move the markets on this Tuesday, February the 16th.
You're late for work and still have to drop off the kids at school. You jump in your car, hit the garage door remote, and nothing happens. Now what?
Green Tea Services. Service to a green tea.
Hi, it's Tonya Khoury for my family business, Green Tea Services. Right now, we have a garage door maintenance special. Our trained technicians come out and adjust the springs, check the cables, inspect the rollers, tighten hinges, and give your door and opener a complete lubrication. All for just $47.
Service to a green tea.
This time of year, garage doors tend to fail. Don't get stuck in or out of your garage. Call for our $47 garage door maintenance special. Call Green Tea now for details. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green
tea. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
Cold floors? The problem is in the basement or crawl space.
PermaSeal can spray insulation in the rim joists, saving you valuable energy dollars. Be more comfortable in your home. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
You know that 1 in 10 Americans has or will have osteoarthritis in their knees? Maybe that's not surprising to you because you're the one. More than 30 million Americans with osteoarthritis. That's just knees. If you've got knee pain, before you consider surgery, you can still get the pain relief you need at the Joint Relief Institute. Don't ignore it. It will only get worse. Let them use sophisticated digital imaging to see precisely where your tissue has worn away. Then they put a lubricant into that exact spot where you need it, and it really works, fast and pain-free. So before resorting to surgery, and who wants